Dictation for Karen, K-A-R-R-E-N, Loomis, L-O-O-M-I-S, January 465. Address as a letter to Dr. Lee, L-I, Jilin, Y-I-L-I-N, 6298145. Dear Dr. Lee, consultation for Mrs. Loomis, Karen, 61-year-old lady. With fluctuating kidney function abnormalities, underlying diabetes, hypertension, she has a strong family history for hereditary nephritis, Alport disease on mother, with prior dialysis and transplantation. She passed away 2016. She is known to have chronic hematuria for many years since a young person. Recent problems of dysphagia, for what EGD will be done in the near future. Dr. Bonacci, B as in boy, O-N-A-C-C-I. No vomiting, no abdominal pain, constipation or bleeding. Stable weight and appetite. Occasionally urine has an orange color, but without any burning cloudiness, change of volume. Does have frequency nocturia for the last few years. No gross incontinence. Denies infection, cloudiness, or blood. Denies infection or cloudiness or stone. No gross claudication symptoms, minimal edema, minimal neuropathy. Denies skin rash. There was an episode of decreased hearing. But it returned to normal, did not see the ENT. This is within the last 1 year. Next paragraph, the past medical history for diabetes, at least for the last 10 years, on insulin for the last 7, has not been able to see the eye doctor. There has been minor peripheral neuropathy, no ulcers, no claudication symptoms, no PAD, no deep thrombosis pulmonary embolism. Has coronary artery disease with prior heart attack stenting. This was apparent in December 2024, St. Mary's, Saginaw. She's not aware of rheumatic fever, endocarditis, heart murmurs, or congestive heart failure. Denies TIS stroke. Denies liver abnormalities. She's not aware of gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion. There was prior soft tissue infection, right groin, requiring debridement. Next paragraph, procedures, coronary artery 2 stents, tonsils adenoids, right rotator cuff shoulder, bilateral carpal tunnel, bilateral total hip replacement, right knee scope, C-section, gallbladder appendix, soft tissue debridement, fasciotomy, right groin, ablation of the uterus for severe bleeding with amenorrhea sins. Next paragraph, no smoking alcohol. Next paragraph, family history, mother with hereditary nephritis, Alport disease, dialysis, transplantation. She died in 2016. Patient has one sister, apparently healthy. Her mother's sister, her uncle, no hearing or kidney problems. She has two daughters, apparently healthy. Mother told her that father and her mother were carrier of the disease, and she inherited from both sides. Unfortunately, I don't have records of her anymore. She was also my patient, Vicky, V-I-C-K-I, Mills. Next paragraph, present medications include Pristiq, P-R-I-S-T-I-Q, Brilinta, Cosar, Melatonin, Tricor, Magnesium, Metoprolol, Prilosec, Crestor, Aspirin, Fish Oil, Insulin, Lentas, and Novolog. Next paragraph, side effects to Metformin, Trazodone, Lisinopril, Ozempic, and D-Cyclomine. Next paragraph. On physical exam, weight 257, 63 inches tall. Blood pressure on the left, 130/72. On the right side, it couldn't be done because of the glucose monitor. Has bilateral cataracts, no respiratory distress, normal eye movements, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no carotid bruit, JVD, lungs are clear, no gross arrhythmia, no abdominal distension, tenderness or masses, no gross edema and focal. Next paragraph. Creatinine has, over the last 4 or 5 years, fluctuated from normal 0.9 with episodes of acute kidney injury. An example will be February 2022, creatinine as high as 1.9 and then returning to normal. Another episode in June 2023, creatinine 1.6. October 2024, the highest creatinine 1.39. January 2025, 1.14. November 2025, when the creatinine risen to 1.3 and now stabilizing around 1.1. has not returned to baseline of 0.8, 0.9. Most recent, sodium potassium acid base normal, albumin calcium phosphorus normal, glucose elevated, no gross anemia, normal white blood cell platelets. There is proteinuria with a protein creatinine ratio of 1.25, which is not nephrotic. Back in December, elevated triglycerides in the upper 200s, cholesterol less than 200, LDL 52, HDL 44. Urine analysis, November 1 plus blood, 2024 2 plus, 2022, 1 plus, similar 2020, and 2 plus 2017. She has low ferritin at 35, but normal iron saturation. The most recent CT scan abdomen and pelvis with contrast, November last year. Liver steatosis, fibroids in the uterus, kidneys reported as normal without obstruction or urinary retention. K cardiac cath in December 2025. It was minor disease of the arteries, medical treatment, underlying diabetes, hypertension. The last echo is 2024, which is normal ejection fraction with minimal abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one, chronic hematuria. Next number, proteinuria. Non-nephrotic range. Next number, fluctuating levels of kidney function. Stage three, with normal electrolyte, acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, no need for phosphorus binders. No anemia for EPO treatment. Next number, a strong family history for hereditary nephritis. Unfortunately, I don't have records of her mother, which I used to see. Alport disease can present in different ways. It could be inherited, the typical one is X-linked, but there is also autosomal dominant and autosomal recessive. This is a disease of collagen. We'll see if there is available some kind of genetic testing on a skin or fibroblasts that might be covered by insurance. At this moment, I do not want to do any renal biopsies. There was an episode of losing hearing, no clear etiology, right-sided, that resolved within 2-3 months. She did not see ENT. She has cataracts, has not been able to see the eye doctor to assess for retinopathy from diabetes, and they can also assess for eye changes from Alport disease. All issues were discussed with the patient. We will follow over time. End of dictation.